Come on down, you soldiers, sailors, and Marines. Special Service invites you to a meeting of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street with Paul LaValle, the Woodwinds, Dr. Milton J. Cross, and tonight's special guest. And now here is your chairman, Dr. Milton J. Cross.
Greetings, music lovers. As I look out over this audience of Coast Guardsmen, I see men who have studied the art of seamanship, who have learned to send and receive code, who have been taught how to fire big naval guns, and now have only one thought in their minds: women. In Coast Guard slang, this is known as a boot camp. During the last war, I was a boot myself, and whenever we marched, my officers always put me in the rear rank. In those days, I was known as Boot in the Rear Cross.
I've got to have a glass of water. I've simply got to have a glass of water.
Just one moment. You're interrupting our concert.
Oh, shut up!
That was one of our cheaper guests, Chick Johnson. Or maybe it was Ole Olsen. Or maybe it was Abbott and Costello. I never can tell them apart. Our other guest is the well-known crooner Phil Brito, who has come here to sing for the men of the Coast Guard. This is known as undermining morale.
I've got to have another glass of water, and I've got to have it quick.
Mr. Johnson, will you please stay away from that water cooler? What do you need a glass of water for?
Mind your own business, see?
Imagine. Milton Cross of the Metropolitan Opera having to associate with Olsen and Johnson.
I've got to have another glass of water. This is the third glass, and I've got to have another one.
One moment. Before this goes any further, I insist upon knowing why you need a glass of water.
Why? The poop deck is on fire.
That guy is repulsive enough to be a platoon leader. Maestro LaValle, would you take us by the sea? Music lovers, as you know, the Navy is noted for its waves, the Coast Guard for its spars, but the men I introduce now are just plain wax. And here they are, those two sons of fun, Olsen and Johnson.
Hey, what kind of a costume is that? Firecrackers coming out of your head. Guns on your shoulders, guns on your belt, guns on your arms. Hey, who are you supposed to be?
Pistol packing papa.
Hey, now wait a second. Where are you going?
AWOL.
Come here. Do you know what AWOL means?
After women are liquor.
Come here. What's your classification?
4F.
Well, what are you doing in 1A?
They caught me breathing.
Come in. Oh.
Well, what are you crying about, sailor? Did your girl leave you? Didn't you get any mail? Are you restricted to quarters?
No.
Well, what's the trouble?
Mrs. Prunefane died today.
Worried about Mrs. Pruneface dying today. Well, I'm worried, too.
Well, what are you worried about?
Do you think I could become a Coast Guardsman?
You? Why should they take you?
Well, I came from a family of navigating fools.
Of which you are the biggest.
Anyway, I've got an uncle, I think, he was a sea captain.
A sea captain? You think your uncle was a sea captain?
I think so, yes. The finance company called him Skippy.
A fine member of the Coast Guard you'd make. Now, suppose the lieutenant ordered you to come out for dress parade. What would you do?
I wouldn't come.
Oh, why not?
I haven't got a dress.
You got something there. And stay away from me. I don't want to catch it.
Yes, but do you think I could get into the Coast Guard?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a simple test about ships. Now, listen closely. If starboard is the right side of the ship, what's port?
Red stuff that comes in a little bottle.
Come on, that's a nice head you've got there. Why don't you use it?
I do.
What for?
To separate my ears.
Come on, why don't you put it on your shoulders? Now, pay close attention. I'm going to see how you would act in an emergency. Now, here's the problem. You have to carry a cargo from New York to South America.
That's a long walk, brother.
No. You're on a ship, on convoy duty. You shove off. And when you get out into the middle of the ocean, you run into a squall.
How do you like that? How do you like that? I'm in the middle of the ocean, and I meet an Indian's wife.
No. A squall is a storm. The waves get higher and higher. The ship is tossed around like a toy. The thunder crashes. The rain falls. The sea gets wilder and wilder.
You know something?
What?
That cargo's going to be a little late.
Pay attention. The ship starts to slow down. Do you know why?
Certainly. We're going uphill.
The ship slows down because of the storm. You decide to put in at the nearest port. And what do?
I throw the first mate right overboard.
No, you forgot the radio. You turn on the radio.
At a time like that, you expect me to listen to the Lone Ranger?
No, you've gotten your bearings from the radio. You head the ship into port, and just as you're approaching the dock, your co-pilot says...
My co-pilot? Where did he come from?
Well, he's been standing next to you all the time.
Well, what was he doing when it was storming? Why didn't he open his big mouth?
No, he's been there all the time. Now, just as you approach the dock, the co-pilot raises his hand. Do you know what that means?
No.
Well, when you raise your hand, it means stop.
Stop?
Yeah, stop. Well, what are you laughing at?
It didn't mean stop when I went to school.
If you think that was corn, wait you hear Maestro Laval play his clarinet. Here's the maestro in the orchestra with For Me and My Gal. concert for the men of the Manhattan Beach Coast Guard training station, we thought about bringing out several different singers. We had in mind either Betty Hutton, Carmen Miranda, or Dinah Shore. But we finally decided on Phil Brito. Well, that choice was greeted with an enthusiastic hush. Here he is to sing a medley of Paper Doll and In My Arms.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with her flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. Oh, when I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own, because I want her here tonight, in my arms, in my arms. Ain't I ever gonna get a girl in my arms, in my arms, in my arms. Ain't I ever gonna get a bundle of charms, comes the dawn. I'll be gone. I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling. If I'm gonna go to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight. Comes the dawn. I'll be gone. I'll be heading for the very thick of the fight. You can wine and dine and cigarette me, but if you really want to get me, gotta have a girl in my arms tonight.
Bravo, Mr. Brito. The Admiral heard your song and sent back a note asking if he would like to make a personal appearance in the bread and water room of the break. Now we turn to Maestro Paul Lavelle. We had to play a work titled Liza. Liza is the name of a ship, and in the opening movement, we see the launching. Gaily, the ship slides down the waves. Somebody forgot to put the bottom in the ship. The captain calls all the men together and says, "Men, I'm giving you all shore leave." And it is here that the sailors sing the famous aria, "For he's a jolly good furlough." Wow. For a joke like that, I could be restricted for 2 weeks. Maestro, if you please. Thank you. I'd like to take a few moments to tell you something about how this Coast Guard training station is run.
Hold it a second, Cross. If there's anything to tell about the Coast Guard, Olson and Johnson will tell it.
That's what you think. Remember, I'm the chairman of the society.
Oh, so you're the chairman of the society.
Yes.
Meet the new chairman.
And now we'll show you what would happen if Olson and Johnson ran the Coast Guard. The scene, a Coast Guard recruiting station.
I want to get in the Coast Guards. Where do I get my uniform?
Now, wait a minute. It's not that easy, buddy. First, I have to ask you some questions about yourself. Born?
Beg your pardon?
Born?
What do you think I am, a military secret?
No, I mean, where were you born?
I was born in Ireland.
What part of Ireland?
Coney Island.
Well, now you have to take your physical examination. Take off your clothes.
Please. I won't take off my clothes unless you give me a safe deposit vault.
Well, what do you need a safe deposit vault for?
I gotta have some place to put my girdle.
Well, stick out your tongue and say ah.
Ah.
Further.
Ah.
Further.
Ah.
Okay, you can put it back in your mouth. Okay, 1A, report to Manhattan Beach tomorrow morning.
It's the next morning, and we find Coast Guardsman Johnson fast asleep in the hammock.
Oh, Haiti. Hattie, kiss me. Kiss me, baby. Kiss me.
Mr. Johnson. Oh, Mr. Johnson, wake up.
Who are you?
I'm the hostess for this barrack.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to get up. 11 o'clock is too early.
That's a nice way to act after I tucked you into bed last night and told you a bedtime.
Well, all right, I'll get up, but if you'll serve my breakfast in bed, that's all I'm asking.
All right, what do you have? Here's the menu.
Well, let me see, what does it say? It says caviar, eggs a la Benedict, stuffed squab, crepe Suzette. Do I have to eat that swill again?
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, I'll have the cook fund. Now I have to lay out your clothes. Which uniform are you going to wear? Your, white one or your blue one?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind whether I'm going to drill or not. What do you think of that? Let me call up the Admiral. Hello. Get me Admiral Covell. Hello, Covey. This is Johnson. Look, I don't feel like grilling today. What? Will you take my place? What? Listen, Covey. Either you take my place or I'll see that you don't get any more liberty.
The foregoing dramatization is purely fictitious and should be regarded as recruiting propaganda. Johnson! Stand at attention. What's the matter with your uniform?
It's made wrong. They should take all this extra material around the bottom of the pants and put it up higher where it will do more good.
Now, I'm putting you on sentry duty. Remember, challenge anyone who tries to pass your post.
Okay. Here comes somebody now. Who goes there, friend or foe?
Well, I am...
Slowpoke?
Hey, Johnson, here comes a platoon leader now. You're going to be excused from drilling, but I want you to go over there and sit on that machine gun nest.
Yes, sir. Sit on the machine gun nest.
That's it. Platoon leader, take over the drilling.
Yes, sir. Now, men, we're going to have drilling. And I hope you all enjoy it. It builds great big muscles. Now, let's all march together. Ready? Attention. Forward, march. Oh, come on, fellows. Forward, march, please. Now, let's all start. Platoon, halt. Oh, come on, fellows, halt. Fellows, you just got to halt. The Admiral will be sore as heck at me. You're a bunch of old meanies. I'll never talk to you again. Come on, halt.
Say, that guy is a goon of the platoon. Hey, where's Johnson?
He's over there sitting on that machine gun nest.
Hey, Johnson, what are you doing?
I'm sitting on the machine gun nest just like you told me. And am I embarrassed? Oh, am I embarrassed?
You're embarrassed. Well, what happened now?
Well, you told me to sit on the nest.
Yeah?
Look.
Well, what happened?
The gun just had little gunnies.
Order out of this chaos seems almost impossible, so we will put the burden of the job on Maestro Lavelle's round little shoulders. He will lead the orchestra through the victory polka. Notice how in this... Come in.
Dr. Cross, Mr. Johnson and myself have been appointed a committee of two to thank you for the concert you've given here tonight.
Yes, and on behalf of the officers and the men of the Manhattan Beach Coast Guard Trading Station, we would like to give you a 21-gun salute.
Well, thank you very much.
Wheel in that 16-inch cannon. Detail attention. Prepare cannon for firing. All right. Ready. Aim. Fire.
Oh, shucks. Somebody loaded it with water.
Maestro Lavelle, please, the music.
Thank you.
Session with the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street was rebroadcast for you members of the American Armed Forces and your fighting allies by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.